went all the way down the street.
Oh my gosh.
And so, you know, that must have been as well for Davie Village, must have been just a hopping.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody just wants to get inside and dance. Come on, everybody. Yeah. Let's go.
And so I guess that, you know, that means if you're do you have to dance with your mask on?
Well, the each venue is different. But yeah, they're saying that you can if you feel more comfortable. And I was.
It's 1:30 already. It's morning.
Yes. And what a lovely morning. Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's the Flower Power Hour, baby. Welcome. It's Friday again. It's Friday again.
It's crazy how every time we're on air, it's a Friday. But we are here again, and it's a beautiful one, as it always is. And we got a lot of fun music for you starting out this morning.
We have K-Hole by Alex Kim this morning to start us off. New single from his forthcoming album, Oxy Music. And yeah, let's get it going, Marin.
This is K-Hole on 101.9 CITR FM. Alex Cameron describes that song as a generation of self-medication. Social groups, shattered mirrors, pieced back together and bound by saliva. Holding hands just to say it's okay that everything isn't okay.
Alex Cameron is a funny guy. The singles on this album so far have been so clever in a strange way. Clever in a way that I haven't quite seen in indie music in a while. It's theatrical, but not in like a David Bowie way. It's theatrical in like a
It's like what we've, I feel like the word of the month we've been talking about is levity, and I feel like he's like the master of it. Like he does it so well. There's love here and peace if you're all right with being on your own. We like it in pairs, but there's only room for one in a K-hole.
Yeah.
This is the Flower Power Hour.
The Flower Power Hour.
Welcome everybody to the show. My name is Aaron.
Sasha over here.
And we are broadcasting live on 101.9 CITR-FM from unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. We are so excited to be with you today. Woohoo! Sasha and I and a couple of our other friends went to see a show on Tuesday, which for my money was one of the best I've seen in a couple years.
Yeah, dude.
Alice Phoebe Lou. Oh my God. At the Biltmore. Was an incredible show. Sam Burton opened. We caught the latter half mm-hmm. of the set. We should shout out that dude
yeah,
as well.
Sam Burton was really killer. Nice. Strong, well-written singer-songwriter. Nick Drake-esque.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good. But Alice Phoebe Lou put on a wonderful show. It was my first time seeing her perform. Mm-hmm. And Biltmore was at full capacity. People were dancing. Mm-hmm. People were talking a lot, which she actually mentioned a couple of times if people could stop talking. Very nicely, though. I've seen artists do it a lot worse, and I think you and I both know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. There's a couple times where Alice Phoebe Lou was just like,
"Oh hell no.
Can you listen to me?" And it was really charming though. Like, I don't know, Aaron and I talk a lot about going to shows and thinking about like what's the etiquette of asking people to be quiet if they are being disrespectful and what's the place. But you know, she did a really good job. She was confident and commanded
really
the room.
Respectfully.
And
she was like, "You guys can talk, but just like I literally can't even hear at certain points my own guitar."
And she was like, "I know you're new back to coming back to concerts and stuff." But there's a couple times, you know, where I was in the crowd, I was just like, "Hey, I'm trying to watch the show, and there's a group of like six drunk people
honestly,
just like having mingle session, having like a drama session, almost
to me,
like a party."
It's like, what are you doing shoving your way to the front of a show to just go on your phone and or talk to your friends all the time? Like, why do you need to be at the front? There's people who are actually like wanting to watch the performance. Like, it's so annoying. Anyways, that's just a side note. Alice Phoebe Lou killed it. It was an awesome set.
Yes, and we have a song off of her new album,
the
which
opening
was recorded.
Track.
Where was it recorded?
Vancouver Island.
There we go.
With
baby.
Our boys from Loving, David Perry included, who played guitar for her the other night. And this one kicks off Child's Play, her second album of 2021. It's called Underworld. And it's a bop. So we're going to play that now. So much to say, and we'll be right back. And yet nothing comes close to the way we communicate when we don't say a word. I hear you clearly without sound. Oh, I don't need these years when you're around. Communicate like trees with dogs. That was Alice Phoebe Liu with Underworld off of her 2021 album Child's Play, which followed up Glow, which was another one of my favorite albums of 2021. Now we're going to transition into something a little bit different.
We got Shameless by Nilufer Yanya. Singles off of this album were exceptional. Early reviews coming in say it's the best thing in a while. This is Nilufer Yanya, Shameless.
You are listening to the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM. My name is Aaron. I'm here with Sasha, and you just heard, drumroll,
Shameless. I can only do unprompted drumrolls. Yeah. So I don't have the. I'm not that quick
just
on the crumble
under pressure.
Yet. Yeah, exactly. But no, that was Shameless by Nilufer Yanya, one of the big up-and-comers in indie music right now. That was her sophomore album, Painless. Nilufer Yanya, new album out, 21 years old, London, England. Nilufer Yanya, trained in classical piano, started getting into indie guitar music inspired by Bloc Party, The Cure, and Pixies. And you hear it, you really hear those influences come out in a lot of the songs of this album. They bounce between these hook-heavy indie songs and then just dazzle with some instrumentation that can only come from someone as well-versed in, you know, musical theory and diverse musical interests as she is.
Yeah, I would agree. Honestly, that one gives me vibes of Midnight Sister as well.
Yeah, exactly.
It kind of merges the two, like you're saying. And yeah, that's on that's released, what, through ATO Records? I think the same label as Brittany Howard, Alabama Shakes, and King Giz and among others. Interesting tidbit about Niloufer Yanya, that she was asked to join a girl supergroup produced by Louis Tomlin.
No way.
One Direction, and she denied it, and she decided to do her own thing. And I feel like I have a lot of respect for that.
I have a lot of respect for that, but, you know, I could totally see that. She's super young. She's a great singer, super clever and smart, and also very good-looking. Like, I could totally see why a big label would want to, like, have her represent some sort of super pop group.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's cool that she was, you know, what she was inspired by was indie music, and she stuck to a sound that's just really clever.
It's grinding it out on SoundCloud.
Yeah, honestly. Big respects to Niloufer Yanya, and, you know, she's rewarded for it. Saw Best New Music already out on Pitchfork, and NME already dropping some 4+ star reviews. Yep. Like,
that was a good track, and like we were saying when we were not on air there, it's like not even one of the singles.
No.
That's good. I'm looking forward to listening to that album all the way through. Yeah, quick shout out. Yesterday was our 24 hours of student power, and we had 24 hours of student radio, and we killed it at the station here. We had a lot of amazing student volunteers who stepped up to the plate and produced some amazing content. We had our evil twins hop in for us.
Shmarin and Asha.
Yes, Shmarin and Asha and Juliet and exactly. And Cal were all on air 6 to 7 yesterday. But we are just super grateful that everyone put together a really great hour or two of student content.
Hello there.
So give it up. we actually have a reoccurring segment on the show where I will throw some indie headlines Sasha's way. So we're going to do that on the fly right now. Sasha, have you seen any indie headlines lately?
I am usually scanning the interverse web of headlines, but there's certainly plenty that I've missed. So why don't you shoot me with it?
I'm assuming have probably at least taken a peek at is the Glastonbury Festival announcement.
Yes. Who did I see was headlining that? It's
there's a lot of really good bands. There's the headliners are Billie Eilish, Paul McCartney, Kendrick Lamar, and Diana Ross.
Oh, that's what I saw. Kendrick was one of the headliners.
There's still like Doja Cat. There's Olivia Rodrigo who aren't even headliners, which is pretty crazy.
Olivia Rodrigo, not, I guess she's, you know, young
enough,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Only one album in. But yeah, Glastonbury's will be cool. I mean, anything that Kendrick's a part of these days tends to get a lot of clout.
Yeah.
He has a good push and pull relationship with releasing music where I think he steps back always just perfectly long enough for people to get pretty jonesing.
Salivating for yes, Kendrick.
Exactly. And I think he's playing in Milan, I think on a show near Fashion Week. And
should we go?
Yeah, we don't have that money, man. But yes, we will be there. And he's going to be playing a lot of new songs. So
yeah.
New Kendrick album on the way.
This year, I think we're expecting it. It's something that I think everyone could use right now. Another one for you, not quite a headline, but some speculation that Arcade Fire is beginning their rollout for their 6th album.
I think that sounds about right. Arcade Fire, I've been seeing some content like past couple of years of them in the studio, little snippets sounding like they're returning to some of their suburbs days. I saw some clips that had Win Butler through playing acoustic through a tape machine, and it sounded like, you know, Neil Young inspired kind of, you know, 70s to 90s folk, arena folk, which, you know, is a direction that I'd like to see Arcade Fire get back to. I thought that
I think so too.
You know, everything that was cool, but I think it was, you know, I think they peaked in terms of how far they can push their sound with Reflector.
So, yeah.
And then everything now was kind of like them trying to continue that train, but I think they had maxed out. I mean, once they have James Murphy produce an album for them,
mm-hmm.
and then they try to make the same sound without James Murphy from LCD and Sound System producing it, there's just no way that they're going to pull off something as intriguing as what happened on Reflector. So I think they should just go back to what they do best, which is being badass songwriters.
Yeah, and I think like even if Reflector wasn't really for you, I think the least you could credit it with is being really intriguing and pretty and taking a step forward. the speculation of the sixth album is actually really cool. You know, a lot of my trustworthy indie headlines that I pull are from our indie heads on Reddit.
Right on.
And which actually includes, you know, of course, a lot of like real thick and thick fans, more so than actual media. And this one, the speculation began because they got randomly a postcard with sheet music on it from like a subscribed Arcade Fire. Like a fan page type thing, and they literally got a postcard in the mail with some sheet music and a little drawing on it, and that is the speculation.
That's very Arcade Fire.
Very cool. I like that actually a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. My only reservation about the new Arcade Fire album would be that it's a part of a two album deal that they have with, I believe, Universal. Someone, let me fact check that quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of with you. I'm like, I don't know. I certainly am not as like excited about it as I would have been probably like 8 or 9 years ago, but I'm still excited nonetheless. I'm sure there's going to be some really, really fine sounding songs on there.
Yeah, it is UMG, but you know, like in the end of the day, Arcade Fire, I think I trust them to bounce back. I don't see them putting out too like mid. Not that everything now was bad. It's just like our expectations for what Arcade Fire is going to come out with are super high. They're one of my favorite bands of all time.
Yeah.
And I expect to be just bum-fuzzled and blown away every time I hear it.
Bum-fuzzled?
And when I heard Everything Now, the single, I was primed for that whole album to be insane. I like the ABBA influences. I even thought Creature Comfort was a great track.
Yeah.
When that came out, it was a great singles. But then it just kind of fell flat through the middle. Peter Pan, Put Your Money on Me. All that stuff could have been just a little more exciting, but I digress. Let's play some more music.
Yeah, let's do that. Next up, we actually have a new song.
Another new song, Luna Lee from Toronto.
Ow, ow.
Out now with her brand new...
Actually, I don't know if it's a new song, but it's going to be a Canadian artist nonetheless.
Canadian artist. It's on the new album.
It's on the new album.
Afterglow by Luna Lee. A really cool cut from her new album. Enjoy here on the Flower Power Hour.
Never believed me when I told you.
Welcome back to the Flower Power Hour. That was a lovely song. That was Afterglow by Luna Lee from her new album that did just drop today. Did we confirm that, Sash?
We did confirm
Duality.
Duality.
Yeah, 13-song album.
And we're going to keep it rolling here with Dana Gavinsky, our Artist of the Week. Sounds like a mix of Nico and Cocteau Twins at different moments. Enjoy Under the Sky.
Counting the clouds into your ear, I follow them round until they clear. Then it's just you and I under the sky.
And welcome back to the Flower Power Hour, broadcasting live on 101.9 CITR-FM. You just heard Dana Gavinsky with Under the Sky, a brand new single from her new album that will be released through Flemish Eye Records, who also just dropped a new Chad Van Gaelen album today.
Wow, that's good to hear.
We're not going to play any of it, I don't think, but maybe we'll play it next week. Let's listen to it and see. But we're going to keep going with some music because you heard our voices enough, and in another 3 minutes, we'll maybe talk a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. This is Horse by Sazlik, very local, Emily Carr student, first song ever. Flower Power debuted yesterday on 24 Hours of Student Power, and we loved it enough to play it again, so enjoy.
Fell off it today, the wagon that is, and I hit the
Welcome back to the Flower Power Hour. That was Horse by Sazlik, and that's a brand new song.
Brand new song. Yeah. Debut single.
Debut single. Very exciting stuff. We'll have to keep our eye out for them on any bills moving forward for some lovely acoustic-sounding sets, most likely, I would assume.
Absolutely. I love that song. Great ending. Nice melody. Yeah. Lyrics are super strong. Yeah, I'll be curious to see what else comes out. Hopefully they update their Spotify profile picture and add a little bio on there, maybe. It's Sazlik, if you're listening.
We want to know. Who are you?
Who is this infamous Sazlik?
But next, we're probably going to slide into some Caroline. Mm-hmm. And no, not the Aminé nor Outkast song.
Yeah, no, this is Desperately by Caroline. Caroline is a brand new band. In a way, they had been making music for 5 years, but this is their debut album, much anticipated, out on Rough Trade, and had a record release show last week at Rough Trade that built a lot of hype, and it's a very interesting sounding album, very experimental. I'd call it post-indie, if that's a thing.
Yes.
And it's this song, Desperately, is reminiscent of Arthur Russell with just some lush vocals and cello. It's beautiful. It's a minute and 13 seconds.
And then we'll probably go straight into that.
Yeah, then we'll go straight into Song, the follow-up to Ignorance by the Weather Station, their follow-up album, written around the same time. And it came out today, too, kind of out of nowhere. So we'll play Desperately by Caroline into Song by the Weather Station. And then we'll be back to chat. Enjoy, guys.
Accepting something.
a song that I could write, a song to pull the dreamer from my night. All day I felt so light and wild color bled along the road, in the fields and the fences as we drove. I was thinking of my song and what I'd place inside if I could bury light in something I could write. Would it explain to you this white moon hanging high above the motel room? The last skies were flowing and I stretched my hand towards as though to steal from the only some souvenir that I could write.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
We're Club Sofa, and you're listening to the Flower Power Hour.
And welcome back to the show. We,
quick preview.
A quick preview. We are going to be playing you some of our favorite songs from the Pacific Northwest. This is the Flower Power Hour, and it is Friday morning, and it's 10:39. And we wanted to bring to you, because we were treating you to so much new music throughout the show so far, we wanted to drop you a line, and give you a few of our favorite Pacific Northwest indie songs. Some might be romantic, some might make you scream, some might make you want to... K-hole. No, I'm just kidding.
some of them are spooky.
Some of them are spooky. We're going to be playing for you two each that kind of mean a little something to us, and we might not dive into too much of that, but we just wanted to share them with y'all on this Friday. Sasha, you're going to kick us off on that, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. I... It's time for me to collect my thoughts, and that's why I played that sound button, because I was like, I need 10 seconds to think a little longer about this song. And yeah, Pacific Northwest indie music has had a vast and strong impact on me as a music fan and as someone who makes music occasionally. And I love, there's a certain warmth and authenticity to a lot of what was being made in the Pacific Northwest in the 90s, and the spin-off of post-grunge, as you might call it, with like the Shins and Death Cab for Cutie, Built to Spill, Richard Swift, Damian Jurado, The Microphones, Youth Lagoon, Elliot Smith, I could go on forever.
Yeah, all the goodies.
The Pacific Destroyer, the Pacific Northwest, has been home to a large percentage of my favorite artists of all time.
It's kind of like the throwout of the grunge movement.
Exactly.
It's kind of like the aftershock a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Which is important because, speaking from my opinion only, personally, grunge, not my thing.
No, more. I think we're a little more on the punk rock side of things than the grunge side. But
yeah, if I'm choosing angst, it's gonna be.
I want to be in a mosh pit. I don't want to like talk about Lithium.
It's gonna be Black Flag over Nirvana, and then I'll just skip in between Black Flag and just get to the Shins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you're gonna kick us off with Death Cab for Cutie, right?
Yeah, some old Death Cab for Cutie. Still, Death Cab for Cutie is still going strong, but My Heart lies within...
In the year 2000.
in the year 2000 with Company Calls off of the album We Have the Facts, and we're voting yes.
Great album name. That was Company Calls from Death Cab for Cutie off of their album We Have the Facts and We're Voting Yes from the year 2000. Sasha, you love that song, don't you? And I honestly freaking vibing.
Yeah, no, I love that whole album. Yeah. I actually snagged a copy of We Have the Facts and We're Voting Yes from a Value Village a couple of years ago. So it's on heavy rotation.
It's a good snag.
In the car. RIP.
R.I.P. DeBasa.
R.I.P. DeBasa. But yeah, that era of Death Cab for Cutie was awesome. Actually, quick fact that was funny is just that my stepdad, I remember once like growing up and discovering the Death Cab for Cutie. And be like, yeah, I love this band, Death Cab for Cutie. It would have been like probably 2008 or something. I was probably like 10. And my stepdad was just like, oh, yeah, those guys were on the OC. Isn't that how they got big? I was like, no. And then I remember like forgetting about that, but then getting older and caring a little bit longer. And then they did indeed play on the OC. And that was one of their big breakout moments.
Like the show.
Yes.
That is hilarious. Yeah, like, I didn't know that. Yes. That's awesome. I probably watched that and didn't even realize it was Death Cab for Cutie. I'm quite the OC fan.
Yeah, they're on it. And you have a song now for us.
Yeah. This one I think like a lot of Pacific Northwest bands, Modest Mouse is like probably one of the higher echelon ones of that. And I have
the
a lot
tallest
of
echelons.
The tallest of echelons. And this one is the opening track from their 1996 album. This is A Long Drive for Someone with Nothing to Think About. The song's called Dramamine. And I could have picked a lot of Modest Mouse songs, but this one, This one just holds a special place in my heart. Welcome back to the Flower Power Hour, broadcasting on the groggy and foggy Pacific Northwest airwaves of CITR 101.9. We just featured two of the best dressed in the Pacific Northwest, and that was Death Cab for Cutie and Modest Mouse, the last song being Dramamine. Sasha and I are only on air for another 10 minutes here on the Flower Power Hour, and we're probably going to go out for some breakfast together, and we're trying to decide on a spot.
Yeah.
And we would love if anyone would want to call in and give us a breakfast recommendation. A good breakfast spot would be ideal. I'm kind of personally the type that likes a bacon, eggs, hash browns, toast situation.
I like something classic with charm.
Yeah, with a little bit of charm. Like
honestly, that's my type for
everything.
A nice
spice on the hash browns or something can really just like make it. So
that's my ideal for any type of food, friend, person, lover, classic. With a little spice.
With a little bit of seasoning salt. So, yeah, if you want to give us a call at 604-822-2487, That's 604-822-2487, which is also 604-UBCCITR. Give us a breakfast recommendation and maybe we'll use it. Maybe we'll completely ignore you, or maybe we'll go and we'll hate it and then we'll find your number and we'll track you down and make you pay our bill.
Yeah, and while we're waiting for hopefully someone to give us a breakfast recommendation and call in, we'll play Uh-Oh, It's Morning Time Again by Mount Erie off of a special LP called Singers. That's a wholesome morning song here on the Flower Power Hour. That's Uh-Oh, It's Morning Time Again by Mount Erie. Call in to the station to recommend us something for breakfast.
We're hungry.
604-UBC-CITR.
Why do you want cheesy guitar solo?
You know what I'm talking about? Instinct.
I'm gonna fuck your song.
Dude, try to make it sound as fucked up as possible, but awesome.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Friends has died. Uh-oh, it's morning time again. The lover that I held up high.
Uh-oh, it's morning time again.
I held her high and made her blurry. Pressure piled on, hurry, hurry. Open wide and let me settle in.
Uh-oh, it's morning time again.
The lava rocks, the blood it clots.
Uh-oh, it's morning time again.
Light lights what had been hard.
Uh-oh, it's morning time again.
I breathe and breathe and blow your hair. I gently tug your underwear. I take my light to your cave and go in.
Uh-oh, it's morning time again.
Welcome back to the Flower Power Hour. Is anyone even listening out there? And does anyone even care about us? We didn't get one call. Are you kidding me, guys?
Except for me calling in.
Except for you calling in to make sure it works.
That's okay. We don't need breakfast.
We just won't eat today.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it's 604-822-CITR.
You have one more chance to call in. We're only going to play one more song today. We have a couple minutes left on air. And if what we're thinking right now, we might try Helen's Diner on King Ed in Maine. Does anyone have any good stories from there? Is it worth it? Let us know. You have a minute to call in.
And if not, I'm not even mad because we're going to play Looking Back I Should Have Been Home More.
Oh.
By Richard Swift.
One of my favorite songs in the last like year or so. I became obsessed with it. But Richard Swift in general, a beautiful. But we're going to put down Richard Swift, and we're going to take a call live on air for a breakfast recommendation. You are live on the Flower Power Hour right now, if you don't mind, potentially, if there's a radio on in the background, turning it off. But hello there. You're on live with Aaron and Sasha on the Flower Power Hour.
What's up?
How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. What's your name?
I am Liam.
Liam.
Oh, Liam. What's up?
From Ottawa.
Yes.
Oh, what's good?
Yes. Yes. Liam, do you have any breakfast recommendations in Vancouver
or Ottawa?
You know, I got to say, the only breakfast spot that I frequent in Vancouver has got to be Bonds off Broadway.
Yeah.
A true local answer from an Ontario boy. Liam, I just want to say thank you for listening every week and having our back just now.
Seriously, that was so nice.
That
we were
was
so
great.
Excited when we saw that phone call you, light up.
You made our mornings.
There you go.
God bless, Liam. We'll be thinking about you as we enjoy our breakfast. And
keep up with the good tunes.
Hey, yes. Cheers. Thanks, Liam.
This is Looking Back, I Should Have Been Home More by Richard Swift on the Flower Power. Have a great Friday, guys.
Remember when you loved me, babe? Well, Christ was king that day. So broken-hearted drummers played guitars in his parade. And I would write you letters, but then I'd seal them with a kiss. Hold on, don't you cry. But honey, now I've got to be gone. Remember when you met me, babe? Remember way back when? You left me there with broken words left hanging from my pen. And I would write you letters, but then I'd seal them with a I love you, but home.